Let's dream to inspire.
We are back with Sissy Boys. I am Dan Donahue.
I'm Cooper Leiden. And who are you over there?
I'm Matt LeGrand.
Whoa. Okay.
And we are in the middle of the Sissy Boys challenge, where if we get to 1,000 subscribers, Cooper will have to stop smoking cigarettes, or I will punch him in the stomach as hard as I can.
We're only 16 subscribers away from meeting our goal.
Yeah.
And if you're the 1,000th subscriber,
yeah,
you will get a signed copy of
our vinyl
album, The Tao of Comedy.
Well, no, you can't make it that, because then people will wait, because they'll be like, oh, I'm going to wait to subscribe until it's 999, and then we'll never get another subscriber.
Okay, okay.
Wait, do we really only have 16 to go?
God damn it, Cooper. No, that was a ploy.
It was a fucking ploy.
Sometimes you do jokes on the podcast and I let them slide.
If we get to 10,000 subscribers, I'm not kidding, I will walk from Pasadena to Santa Monica.
I will punch Cooper in the face without warning.
That's good.
But are you going to film it?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like if you have a camera out, I'll be suspicious.
Yeah. Well, I'll have someone.
Yeah, I'll hide.
I have cameras on at all times.
I'll hide and put some cameras on.
You're going to come up to me with a body cam on? Just punch me in the face.
Cover the body cam.
Yeah.
Can you think of a harder way for me as a cisgender gay male to hit the slay button,
dude,
than to just punch you in the face without warning?
Oh yeah. There's no stopping the slay button.
There's no harder way to hit the slay button.
That would be serving cunt.
Can I say something quickly? Quickly about body cams?
Sure.
I was thinking this the other day.
We were having a good time.
I was thinking this the other day. You know how how in middle school or elementary school, if you didn't do the homework, you would come in and look through your backpack and be like, I did it. I swear I did it. I just don't. It just somehow not in my back. I don't know how this happened. Like, maybe someone just stole it out of my back. But then you and five other students would do that every day, so it became not everybody was like, oh, of course this isn't true. That's like police body cam footage going missing. The amount of times it happens.
Oh, does it happen really, a lot?
Oh my God. Well, it quote unquote goes missing. Matt, it's so crazy. It's the only physical thing that can disappear into thin air. Yeah, it's so often police will be like, yeah, we just couldn't find the body cam footage.
Where did it go?
There's gotta be a hacker.
I took the video off the cam. I put it on my computer in iMovie because I wanted to add music.
Put piano to it.
And then I accidentally delete. I imagine too, with the body cam still on, he's taking a USB and he's like, doop, and then
right.
Into his MacBook.
There's got to be something with the gun manufacturer. Every time I click the trigger, my camera just shuts off.
Every time I pull my gun off, it's I'm just realizing this now. Oh. Yeah.
Dude,
okay,
people of
gotta
color.
Check everyone's.
People of color are like vampires to this camera.
Yeah,
like,
every time it just turns the fuck off.
I only have all these videos of me being super
like,
cool to white guys.
Come up with something. Come up with something more fun. Be like, I got attacked by a bear, and the bear ate the body cam footage.
You want a cheeky bad cop?
I want a cheeky,
they didn't eat the camera.
Yeah.
They just ate that part of digital footage.
Feel like I accidentally ate the footage because I was hungry.
I went to Terabithia.
Ooh.
Make a spooky story. A ghost deleted.
That's why the body cam footage is gone.
What if a police department just kept saying the police station's haunted? That's why they keep
close. I mean, and then every like fucking, you know, Punisher logo Facebook page would be like, we need to raise $100,000 to stop the ghost from haunting this police department.
All these toxic criminals.
Yeah.
We need to raise money.
Raise money to stop these ghosts.
Of course we're gunning down innocent citizens. We're cursed.
You thought they were ghosts.
Wella, wella.
I was possessed by a ghost, and that is I cannot be accounted for with my actions.
At that time?
When I pulled over the the person on the side of the street, I realized that I had actually driven into the set of Stranger Things season 5 and Millie Bobby Brown was there and she said, please, it's an NDA and you have to delete the footage.
All yeah. right. Did I shoot Millie Bobby Brown? Correct. Was it on camera? No. Does that mean it didn't happen? Correctamundo.
It's fun because D.A. Jackie Lacey, when she was in LA.
I like that you respect the title.
Yeah. Well, she former D.A. Thankfully, she got voted out. But she was famous for like
Dick
never,
Assassinator.
Yeah, the Dick Assassinator. The Dick Assassinator, Jackie Lacey. But she was very famous. You really love that. She was famous for
D.A. Matt LeGrand.
It's very funny.
For never prosecuting like any cop that killed. Like, she didn't have a single prosecution of a cop under her belt for like killing an innocent person
did
on
I elect
the job.
Her?
Yeah, you might. No. I think you probably voted.
Was that me?
You did that. That was you. We all did it. But
literally, anytime I'm in doubt, I elect a woman, which is literally sexist. Sorry, keep going. So she never
like prosecuted a single police officer, and it would be funny if she did have to come up with reasons for that. You know what I mean? Just like, he's fucking hot.
Well, he was listen, he killed the guy, but we went out to lunch at Squirrel and just we talked it over. And yeah. we realized that people change.
Yeah.
He felt really
fucking bad about it.
And he said that for the next 2 weeks, he is not going to turn on his sirens when running a red light.
He's just going to do it.
What's so funny is they don't even have to say they feel bad about it. No. They can't. They literally can't say they feel bad about it because then
that
goes
that
against
would be
their...
implicating that
right,
he's doing
yeah.
something bad.
Implicating the fact that they did something wrong, but it is just like, Jesus Christ.
I can't. I'm sorry. This is like not new information, but like the number of times that you're sitting at a red light and a cop turns on his flares, goes through the red light, and then turns them off immediately yeah. after. You all see this happen.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
I see this happen constantly, multiple times a month.
Yes.
Well, because I'm fucking on my bike, so they almost hit me all the fucking time.
Cops?
Yeah. All that red light shit, specifically 2 times, I've been like... going, I've been crossing the street at a green light and they clearly don't see me and they think it's just one of those like dead zones where you're at a red light but no cars are going because you don't see a bike as easily as you see a car.
Sure.
And they're wearing fucking giant Oakley sunglasses too. They're wearing like cartoonishly big fucking dumbass, you know, just shark Oakley sunglasses.
Well, that's why they didn't know it was a red light. They thought they saw a squirrel with a right. machete running across the street, yeah. and they're like,
"Yeah." So they're wearing their Chris Kyle Memorial Oakley sunglasses, and they fucking turn on their as I'm trying to just like pedal my dumbass bike across the thing, and they almost hit me both times. And they do nothing. They say nothing. They like they
motto.
Don't enact
do
it.
Do nothing, yeah. say nothing.
It fucking sucks.
There's gotta be, Dick. There's definitely one cop that like murdered an innocent citizen that before that thought he was a good cop. And I bet after he shot him.
Yeah.
I bet after he shot him then he was like,
oh, try all of them.
I just imagine one guy that actually felt bad where he's just there and he's like, oh fuck. Oh fuck,
no.
I did it.
Oh damn it.
This is crazy.
I did the one thing I said I wouldn't do.
And then he's like all of a sudden like on the side of everyone. He's like, how does this keep happening?
Right.
This is crazy.
Right. Now it makes sense.
That's why I can't be a cop anymore. Yeah, I wouldn't do anything, but I just kept turning off my body cam to go to Dave and Buster's.
There was that one cop who got tried in LA because he was playing Pokemon Go on the job and he missed a bank robbery.
That rules.
Did you hear about that?
No.
That's the one. It's like, don't make cops human to me. You know what
that's
I mean?
The least,
that's the biggest humanizing story I've heard about
a
police
officer.
That's
the least
of
my worries.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Let the person steal the bank and find your fucking Bulbasaur.
We're stealing
I don't
the
care.
Bank.
Okay, you all know me. You all know I'd be dating Italian men. I'd be watching Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be watching Godfather Part 1, 2. Still haven't seen Godfather Part 3. But in my research... I've eaten at Buca di Beppo.
Oh, yeah.
In my research, I've noticed that...
You could read on the name.
These gangsters, when they're running the cities or whatever...
These Italian gangsters who run the city.
Are they Italian?
All of them, yeah.
Okay. Mobsters, if you will. Mafia. Mm-hmm. I don't like to use that term.
Don't talk about it.
This is also not a new thought, but I guess like I like it started to make sense to me because I've heard this before, but they are a group of people who are creating order in a city and deciding how things run.
Right.
And in a sense, that is just like the LAPD, if you will. I mean, just another gang that is oftentimes a little more transparent with their violence.
Yeah.
But they are creating somewhat like structure and order.
That's how gangs, like before people started snitching, because like once they like did like three strikes rule and like all these wild laws that would put people away for life. Before that, people didn't really snitch. So they stayed within their own communities. And then, yeah, so like usually those mobsters would intimidate and like racketeer and extort people or whatever. But also they would keep out other criminals. So well, it's like they were at least the only criminals that like, had a... They did have a certain code of like they're not fucking killing
kids.
But that's
the thing was like... I understand
the code.
I understand people. That's why I feel like the whole thing of like defund the police. Like I get the point in the messaging behind it. I think is positive, which is like reallocate resources to other projects. But I do think it is sort of a slogan that shot a group in the foot, for lack of a better term. Because I think that you can agree with the everything that a slogan stands for, but think that the slogan is not great messaging.
That was said very soon after that.
Yeah,
slogan.
Because
yes,
it's
the
like,
marketing campaign was terrible. The idea and the values behind it were great.
And
the fact that the person who organized it was able to buy six mansions and give their little brother $500,000.
Is that true?
Yes.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, have you not read people stopped talking about it. All the BLM funds, the woman who was like in charge of all this stuff, she bought four different mansions.
Oh, yeah.
And then she paid her little brother, who is a security guard, for it, a six-figure salary a month to be a security guard. Mm-hmm. And there's no, like, it's just like,
wow.
There's articles about it. It's very weird.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think with anything like that, this is
like, where did this money go?
This is what we're saying, I think, where like policing should be policing and not a gang enforcing like just us paying tax money for there to be another gang. So it's like change what policing looks like. And it doesn't look like people every single like. Think about let's think about like the changes of the community. Does every single cop need a gun? Does every single cop, how often does every single cop having a gun lead to good things happening? And how often does it lead to bad things happening? And like really looking at that shit, because other countries don't have completely armed police forces.
It's so funny that other countries just have cops without guns and it works fine. I want those kind of Italian cops that just kind of walk around the beach with the club and they have like one thumb in their pocket and they're like, and they're just like, just walking around.
Oh, they're corrupt too, but they're
kind of like a fun sort of corrupt. Yeah, they're just like just being like, ah, she's got nice boobs, and then just kind of you know, just kind of walking around, just being dumb. You know?
He's Italian, but he talks like a New Yorker.
Yeah,
to you, Italy is just a country of New York.
It's big New York, baby. Italy is the boot of
New York. Defund the police, like the slogan did really fuck them over, because it's like it's the whole idea behind it is policing can look different than it does now, and like the way policing is right now, it doesn't connect with the public at large and is like wholly ineffective, and we put money in the wrong thing, so let's change it. But then defund the police makes it sound like people are saying, oh, so there's going to be complete chaos on the streets, like there's going to be complete lawlessness and shit, and it's like
Right. When I explained it, my mom was talking about how ludicrous the whole thing was. And then when I explained, like, wouldn't it be great if instead of getting new cars every year and et cetera, we allocated funds for better. I was like, I started like with a small example. I was like, you know how a lot of my mom's a teacher. You know how a lot of teachers have to do GoFundMes now for school supplies every year at the beginning? Wouldn't it be cool if there was enough money where they didn't have to do that? And she was like, yeah, that's a great idea. Wouldn't it be cool if there was a little more resources for healthcare? Yeah, that'd be great idea. So I think it's a great idea if we take those some of the funds that it's going towards this group of people and allocating it there. And she was like, oh yeah, that sounds great.
Right.
My mom would never have been like, defund the police, marching in the streets. But knowing those things, if it was like more money for schools, more, you know what I mean? And that's, and like, what's your plan for more money for schools? Oh, well, we would be taking it out of the, like, you know, aesthetic budgets for police officers' uniforms or whatever. So it is just, it's so, you kind of got shot in the foot by the delivery.
I have arguments with people about this because people who are staunchly connected, it's like, it's this idea that you can't criticize your group, which is the only way, like, your any messaging or system gets better is if you can internally criticize it. Like, yeah. it's the only way that anything improves, but no one's doing it on either side.
Right.
And it's like, If you say, oh, I think defund the police is, like, bad messaging, people will say this shit like, oh, so we have to appeal to, like, you? Like, we have to appeal to your group?
Exactly.
And it's like...
100%.
Well, it's most of the country.
Yeah.
So if you want the changes that you're talking about,
if you actually want the changes and not just to get people literally, angry
I'm
at
sorry,
you.
It sucks that that is the reality of the situation, but a lot of realities suck. And the reality of that is if you want, like... real, but like, if you want people who could be on your side to be on your side, you can't fucking alienate them. And the level of incredible high level alienation that fucking people do is insane to me.
Yeah, I think the problem is a lot of people don't understand that, like, defund the police and abolish prisons, it's all like, and it's all connected. Like, it's all one, like, people are like, oh, what? So we just close all the prisons and let everyone out? You're like, no. If we're closing prisons, that's like one of the last things we're going to do in a long line of like having secure housing, food, healthcare, good school, like giving kids options to actually be able to go to any college they want if they're able to get in.
Right.
You know, it's like then eventually crime rates drop. Then we start looking at, you know, why are people in prison?
Oh,
you know, and
so
then,
you want to make the government bigger. You want the government to have a bigger effect on our life. No, thank you. I will continue to only support spending if it means that the government is buying giant tanks for $200 billion, because that is actually freedom. Forcing me to pay for giant tanks is freedom, but forcing me to pay for kids' school is tyranny.
Yeah, if I talk to a guy like that, I just go, okay. I just kind of saw. I remember being in like fifth grade and I was like fighting with a guy about Obama, and because I liked Obama and he liked McCain, and after that I was like, I'm gonna stop arguing about politics. Really haven't since.
Yeah, it's smart.
I just think stuff, and then when people disagree I go, that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm not the guy to change you.
That's great.
I'm not, you know. And then some people are like, oh, what? You don't want to talk to him about it? It's like, yeah, not really.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't. I just don't enjoy it.
But I'll say, like, Black Lives Matter, that's great, Mark. Honestly, like, as far as the slogan goes, that's awesome. That's exactly what you're trying to say.
Yes.
You're trying to say Black Lives Matter.
It's very simple.
It's great. That is a great. And anyone who disagrees with that, like, you can immediately be like, oh, well, you're not listening in any way.
Yeah,
so
really,
who gives a fuck about you? That's what you want. Like, you want your slogan to be the kind of slogan where if people go like, well, fuck that, you can be like, oh, well, if you disagree with this, I mean, that's insane.
This one's a lob.
This
that's
is
why
an easy homer.
Pro-life and pro-choice are constantly locking horns because both of their slogans are fucking, I'm saying slogans, okay? But both of their slogans, real convincing.
Yeah.
Pro-life, who could disagree with that? Pro-choice, who could disagree with that?
Yeah.
On face value, as slogans, not as actions.
The different conservative Lives Matter movements that have come out is so funny. Like, All Lives Matter is hilarious. And then, like...
Blue Lives Matter.
Blue Lives Matter is
so
like,
fucking funny.
I just love looking at cops as victims when they get like half of our fucking taxes in like one of the largest economies in the world.
Yeah.
Like it's so fucking funny.
No, I mean like the people of Pandora, like that film was able to raise so much over $1 billion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like
that is true.
The people, the confused blue people on Pandora.
Yeah, they do need our help.
Yeah, oh, those blue lives do matter.
You mean Avatar?
Yeah.
But can I say this?
No, we're talking about cops.
I also...
Okay.
ACAB...
I understand, though.
ACAB, as it stands, I don't love that slogan.
A lot of people are just going to immediately say no.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are going to say no.
Yeah, I don't... Because a lot of people are going to say no. And also, you're going after, like... cops are the ones that we see, like, doing all of the bad shit, right? Like, yeah, they're the ones who get caught on camera doing the bad shit. And I understand looking at them and being like, well, you are, if you're the ones doing the bad shit, you're the ones causing the problems. And it's like, no, that's not... They're the, like, working class kind of, for lack of a better term, like, pawns of this bigger system a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like, they're the ones doing the violence in the same way if, you know, you're fighting a war.
Yeah.
The soldiers are the ones doing the violent things. The soldiers are the last people you want to attack because those are the people who are like... Not that you can't criticize cops. Obviously, I'm not saying that. But to only go after them and not go after, like, the higher-ups and the people who are creating the system under which they are allowed to operate is crazy to me.
It's
because
like when Wells Fargo had that huge scandal where they were stealing millions and millions of dollars, what they fired was, like, the local workers and like the branch managers,
right,
who had no say instead
exactly
of the head of Wells Fargo is the one who made all that money and got, they just threw them under the bus.
It's the motherfuckers who are like, listen,
it's like your local cop is probably not the issue. It's if he reports something that goes wrong to the head of the department's gonna fire
exactly
that guy because
or just intimidate him and shit.
And it's like cops respond. Dude, especially in LA, it's like a lot of these dudes come from like, you know, either low-income Mexican neighborhoods or like they're not the super rich people for the most
almost
part. Don't
every
become cops.
Cop I see in LA is a POC.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bunch of POC people because it's like it's a good way out. You're securing money for your family because of the way that we fund police. It's like a really secure financial decision to make.
You're more likely to get to like movies on time because you can run the red lights.
Because you can run the red lights.
It's true.
But then we take those people who made like the choice and we're like, you guys are the only problem here. And like the fact that they're able, but we give them a gun and like, you know, qualified immunity. And it's like under that system, people who are like whatever in the middle or maybe a little bit authoritarian will obviously swing more to the side of that because of the system you created for them to operate in. But to be like to only go after that level of policing is literally going after the one level that you could potentially see eye to eye with.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's the same thing as like it's like when Shane Gillis got canceled, nobody ever talked about Lorne Michaels.
Right,
or
and it's
all
like,
the people that gave him that job.
And it's like no one's saying that, like it's defensible or whatever. Like you're not making a comment on
no,
Shane's comments or actions.
Yeah, I'm not defending Shane.
And I'm not defending like when those cops like commit atrocities or whatever. It's like obviously that's bad and also needs to be addressed, but to only address that and never address the bigger, it's like
silly.
You're going after the easiest and least effective group in the situation, it feels.
Yeah.
Woo.
It's like yelling at a fucking waiter or something for,
yeah,
you know. Yeah, that's the problem where it's like the whole all cops are bastards. It's like you have to explain, it's like the system, you can only be a bastard to work within it.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, it's like, it's not
but
like I'm...
it's so... I'm like, is this a psyop? Like, did like, a Fed break into the whatever, like, leftist headquarters and create that slogan?
Libtard
because it's like,
HQ.
Anyone, I feel, can look at that slogan and be like, oh, this is, like, a completely petulant attempt. It's so, like, I'm a 14-year-old skateboarder level...
Yeah.
It's like... this is not a viable means of communication in any way.
Yeah.
I thought ACAB for the longest time stood for...
Yeah, what do you think it stood for?
Assassinate cock and bitches.
No, it stands for Akupara Buddha.
Wait, this is the second assassinate and then
I
penis.
Thought there was a lot of people attacking cock.
DA, you said dick assassin.
Yeah, and I liked that.
Do you feel as though assassin is like a positive?
Yeah, if you're a positive. Dick assassinator, I think as a woman it can be very empowering.
I do think it's funny because like men rightfully, like straight men rightfully get a lot of slack for being like, I fucking pounded that girl. Like we fuck, like, but the way gay men talk about sex is like,
well, it's the power dynamic.
It's medieval. Yeah. It's crazy.
But if you're, I would say if you're a dick assassinator, that's a really good high title. But
yeah,
if you're assassinating cock and bitches, you got to put an end to that. That right. sounds like some pansexual shit. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't kill women.
No, no, no. But you're assassinating cock and...
He's using assassinating as in, you know, making feel good and come, which is
it's
why
just
it's a
cock and bitches are two very... like, assassinating cock, you know, that's, like, easy. But, like, assassinating, like, a... Because it would make more sense to say assassinating a cock and pussy, but I understand
cock
that.
Cock and bussy.
Ooh.
Assassinate cock and bussy.
Well, well, well.
That, now we've hit on a... See, that's
and
a slogan
honestly,
everyone
can, get,
can
behind.
Get behind.
ACAB.
Yeah.
Assassinate cock and bussy.
We can market
absolutely.
That to the people.
In this house, we believe...
But it is funny because people I think...
It's important to ACAB.
People,
you,
I think...
Yo, boy, did you ACAB last night?
We ACABed all night. No, I think people will listen to that. This and like I said before, we'll go, oh, you know, you're trying... These slogans come from like a place of emotion and like you can't censor the way people feel, and it's like I totally agree with that, and it's like you can totally justifiably feel like, you know, all cops are bastards. That's your experience in the world, and it's like obviously time and time again people have these negative, like when I would go to the Jackie Lacey protests and people's families of like
that, yeah,
yeah whose kids were like wrongfully murdered by police officers on the job and this never saw any form of justice from it. It's like, yeah, of course that mom is like, you can't take that away from people.
Yeah, do you remember that one lady where she's like, Jackie Lacey, the stupid fucking bitch.
Yeah.
You dumb fucking bitch. She called her a bitch like maybe 90 times. In this
yeah.
Week. But yeah, that emotion makes sense. But like, you can't lead a movement just with emotion. It's not like Fred Hampton was going on stage being like, this is bullshit.
Yeah,
like he was going up like the reason he was so convincing is that he like would lay out like practical community organized plans.
Well, also,
and like... He was so dangerously charismatic and smart that they had to murder
him. It's like people are putting on the fucking costume of, like, actual emotional affectation.
Yeah.
When it's like, no, you can actually look at this a little bit more sensibly and therefore take the same messaging as that person who's going through something very emotional, but... You can package it in a much more palatable way where you can sit down and have a fucking conversation with someone without losing your shit, because it's like, you know, a lot of these people who are like on the ACAB thing, it's like they've never been directly affected by like police violence.
No.
And so you can still understand that it happens and understand that it's like really bad, but you need both people in your group to like, you can't have no emotion. You can't just be a bunch of like completely, well, this is how this is blah, 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 blah. It's like, you know, you need that emotional, but you also need people to be thinking like unemotionally, because it's good for people to be like, oh, even without like emotion and anger, this person is sitting down and pragmatically being like, well, this is why I think like
yeah.
things would be better, because society at large works better when you allocate funds a little bit more broadly than just to policing, because policing is the last line of defense for like societal, essentially like police should be the last line of defense when all else fails, but we're not doing those things that would prevent policing to be necessary.
No.
And that's why, like, defunding actually means reallocating, but maybe reallocate doesn't have a good mouthfeel.
I think there's a little more kind of psyop shit going on than we realize, because there's this, in some country, or very small country, it was like Sri Lanka or something, there were two political groups, and it was like, it was just based fully off race. It was like Indian people and black people, and those were the two political groups. And so the Indian group started a fake movement that was called the No Vote Movement, that was convincing kids not to vote. And it got Indian kids and black kids very convinced, and it started a big movement. But the people that started it knew that the Indian kids would still vote because their parents would make them vote. Because they were like richer kids, and like the black people in the country were more poor, and so their parents weren't able to just supervise and like force them to vote, pretty much. The Indian party started it. So pretty much what happened is all these Indian kids went to the protests and had a bunch of fun, but then they ended up still voting, and then all of the black kids didn't vote, and so they literally just started a movement to tell people not to vote.
Yeah, but I also am reluctant to be like, I think it's very easy to not internally criticize whatever you support by being like, oh, this is a psyop, this is like internal meddling, when it's like, no,
most of the time it's not.
There's also just like super like incredible egomaniacs who just want to get up there and scream and not affect any form of change, and in fact, like, leftist politics is one of the most rife for those people. But that's why there needs to be like internal, hey, this is a little bit nuts what we're doing over here sometimes.
You got to love the white guy at the protest that brings his own megaphone.
Oh,
You see him walk up and you go, he's going to go.
Did
off.
I tell you about the, I had a really funny moment at one of the,
I'm not gay.
One of the protests.
Can you imagine if you went to a protest and you're like, I'm not gay anymore.
Fucking gay.
I'm not gay.
I swear to God. All right. Stop saying it.
Everyone's like, Tim?
Do you remember?
This is not what we're here for.
Do you remember that rally at UCLA where my black friend who's a woman was there, and I left and came back and a white guy had given her his number? And it's like,
you told me
the
that.
Fucking audacity to come to a BLM rally as a white guy and give your phone number. Like,
black ladies matter.
He's literally looking at her and being like, this is my way out of this guilt that I'm feeling. Just like, this is my way out of the fucking horrible.
You know what? I'm going to take her fine ass to a nice dinner.
I just feel like, you know, there's been so much wrong done to your people, and it just makes me want to put my dick in your pussy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I think you matter so much, I want to take you out.
You know, I've been thinking of ACAB a lot. And it's time you got a good meal.
What does ACAB stand for again?
Assassinate cock and bussy.
Yeah.
It's my mission statement.
It's
the cause of monkeypox.
Fellas, we're getting too damn political on this podcast.
I know.
Also, I do want to say this podcast has the official stand that the mafia does not exist.
Is that true?
We're a
mafia doesn't exist kind of guy?
Just go with it.
Who said that? Who's the big guy who said the mafia doesn't exist?
I mean, that's like just the big thing with the mafia is you always say it doesn't exist.
Oh, you always say it doesn't
exist. Like Tony Soprano says it.
Like when
show,
Beyonce said, y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess.
Yeah, y'all haters corny with that mafia mess.
Exactly. It doesn't exist.
You can't eat my poop.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty cool.
You can't join the mafia.
Matt, have you been to any big parties lately?
Mafia don't exist.
No, I was going to... No. The Ospenhoff, that big party, which was Renaissance themed because of Beyonce's new album. Unfortunately, I thought it was going to be Renaissance Fair themed, which would have been lit. But no, a bunch of people were inviting me to go to it, and I don't want to be around a ton of sweaty bodies right now because of monkeypox.
Yeah, right. I mean, people must be scared.
People are too dumb about that, right. But it is funny, though, because I will say even people who I believe like are anti-vax and would not get the vaccination for COVID are down to get the vaccination for
the level of vanity. The
monkeypox, which myself included, I was like, oh, I want to get this because you can get welts that will scar your skin permanently on your face and your ass, on your cock and bussy.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And didn't how am I going to ACAB if I've got welts everywhere?
Didn't they make this vaccine like even faster than they made the COVID vaccine? Because I heard about monkeypox, and then right after they're like, we have a vaccine.
It's a mutation of smallpox. It says when you get the vaccine, it says the smallpox / monkeypox vaccine. So I think it's the same vaccine.
You don't like that?
No, it's already been created because of smallpox. Oh, okay. But do we
give it up for smallpox?
Smallpox vaccines?
We do. When you're younger, so
So now it's been like it's like worn off because it was only attacking children, kids and bullies.
This podcast is pro
smallpox logo,
anti monkeypox, but we are pro smallpox.
Are we pro smallpox?
But yeah. Okay, this isn't. I mean, it is
and
interesting.
Pro
okay.
Rickets.
Hey, whatever you say, we're pro. I have to say yes because you're kind of that's your kind of a branch
it's
of
my
the
wheelhouse.
Podcast.
I'm pro state.
You're pro-state.
Yeah, well, men have pro-states.
Yeah, we have pro-states.
And so I'm pro-state.
Are you pro-Matt?
Yeah.
You should
yeah.
always be pro-Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
podcast is pro-Matt.
Thank you.
It's anti-Cooper, though.
Cooper, have you been into any big warehouse? No, you're dealing with the girlfriend now.
Yeah, she hates parties.
How is having a girlfriend?
I enjoy it.
You like it?
I like it a lot.
So it's fun.
When did you guys exchange vows?
Not very long ago.
How many weeks?
Maybe a couple.
Have things changed since you said that? Since you said, hey, we're dating? We're a fish?
Not really. I feel like there's always that thing where like words like babe start to get used more. You know what I mean? Like it's
yeah.
But overall, like still like having fun.
Now,
like yesterday, we were talking about going to a sandwich place, and I said it would blow her tits off to Saigon, you know. So it's
that's
like,
pretty great.
We're still in a place where I can say that.
Is the sandwich place we went?
It was Philippe's, the place.
Oh
that,
yeah,
the French.
We did
place.
Go there, but a long time ago.
Philippe's, where is that?
It's in Chinatown.
Yeah, I've been hearing the best things about Chinatown. Has it recently popped off?
I mean,
did they
install
a bunch of sleigh buttons down there?
This restaurant like invented the French dip and has been there for like
actually.
Yeah,
there's an argument
actually?
About it. Yeah.
Well, there's another place called Kohl's.
The French didn't even invent it.
No. There's okay. another place called Kohl's that says they invented it, but that restaurant is fucking dick.
Yeah.
And their French dip, Felipe's, fucking sucks.
French dip is you get a sandwich and you dip it in the.
It's a roast
dip.
Beef sandwich. And
oh my god, I want that now.
But a lot of times they'll like they'll put the juice on the sandwich too, so it can be kind of wet. I like to get it dry and then dip it. But
well, okay,
you know.
So, Cooper, new girlfriend. So what is so girlfriend means you're just not sucking and fucking with anybody else.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's good.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, at first we had a conversation, and then we were sort of like, do we want to do that and like keep it fun? And then
because you don't get jealous, you're not a very jealous person.
No.
So that's the it's sort of like semantic that you're not sucking and fucking anybody else in a way.
Yeah, it was just one of those things where it's like, I don't know. At first we talked about it, and we were like, nah, let's not do it because we're just putting a name on it and just being exclusive, and then it just doesn't, you know, whatever. It doesn't change anything. But then also it's like I ended up not really liking that. And I think we had a conversation where we were trying to be very cool about it, and then we talked about it, and it's like, you know what? We don't want to be cool.
Love isn't cool.
Yeah, it's like
love
I don't want to be
incredibly uncool.
I don't want to be chill about this.
Right.
It's like I like you a lot. We should just do this, and it's very
and you're
nice.
Going on weekend trips to romantic places.
Yeah,
right. It's like what's
and then,
the
and then when it comes
who
to
are we kidding?
And then when it comes to the fucking and sucking and like you know just being exclusive, it's like it's really not a problem because I look at other people and I'll be like they're very hot, but. If we had sex, it probably wouldn't be as good as this sex because we have such a good connection that the sex is great.
Can I ask?
Yeah, but wait till you get a little bit older.
I mean, hey, maybe I'll
wait
fall
till
completely
you
out of love.
57. You know those old guys who are always like that when you're like, oh, I'm happy in my relationship, and they're always like, yeah, but wait till you're 55 and sad.
Yeah, it's like...
Wait till you completely fucked your life up.
Yeah, it's like, well, I'd rather be sad with her.
Would you be comfortable, or could I request, would you be comfortable referring to her genitalia as a bussy?
Like, to her?
Yeah, like, could you say, could I have sex
with
your bussy?
That's kind of the bi agreement, is that if you're bi and you're with a partner of the opposite... opposite gender, you
in order to satisfy all the
and to keep your you know bi credibility, you have to refer to their genders as the genitalia as the opposite.
Like, be like, I would love to eat out your cock.
Yeah.
I think she'd think that was really funny.
Yeah. I want to absolutely finger blast your pee hole right now.
The other day when we were the other day when we were cuddling, I was like,
which
you
is
know,
what gay guys love to do.
Oh yeah,
just finger blast your pee hole.
Oh yeah,
we were like in bed, and I was like, you know, you're like almost as hot as Lois Griffin.
That's funny. You're
like almost as hot.
Oh yeah,
but you know, with my ex, I can't make those jokes.
I've beat off to Lois Griffin 1,000 times.
I've watched a lot of Lois
Griffin.
Is
like
probably 1,000. Oh, not Lois Griffin porn. Just moments in Family Guy where she is drawn hot.
So you just watch?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I would actually beat off to that.
Did you beat off to her in the Princess Leia outfit?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, damn, that rocks.
There was like a moment where I beat off to Marge Simpson all the time too.
Really?
Yeah, there was a scene where her and Homer have sex in a windmill on a mini golf course, and you can like, you don't obviously don't see nipple, but you see like the fucking like curve of her tit at one point, and that was just bait off city.
You know, I did have 2 days where I was kind of checking that out. I think I did jerk off to Lewis or March.
Then I was like, I
think I could just look at real women, and then I did, and I was like, yeah, this
what
is
do you mean
for
real
me.
Women?
I mean, like, women that are not cartoons.
Women walking down the street.
Careful.
Women that are not cartoons.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Like, women that...
Those are women.
Well, they're cartoons, though.
One more big question for you. As someone who works at the Comedy Store, why do you think they should continue to arm all the doormen with AK-47s?
Yeah, I think we should defund the doormen.
It seems weird that everyone who works at the Comedy Store automatically gets a Mustang GT and an AK-47.
AK-47.
Okay, so let's say this.
What'd you say?
Let's say this. You want to take money away from the door guys. You want to take away our guns.
And yeah. I think that instead
You know what? Don't come crying to us when somebody's heckling in the main room, okay? And a lot of people say it's overzealous or whatever when we come into the room and then we gun down somebody
Cooper,
for heckling.
Cooper, what I'm saying is maybe you could deal with hecklers in a way that's different than black bagging and waterboarding them in the back room and then shooting them in the back of the head with an AK-47.
That's the problem is like you fucking like liberal kids. You don't know our lives. You don't understand that if you tell someone to stop heckling, they might be like a little weird about it.
Well, but I'm saying maybe your life would be improved if we kind of changed your title and
Can you guys at least use rubber bullets?
No.
Just give them a welt.
We
make
use
them think
ballistic
they had monkey
bullets. Yeah, you ballistic bullets. So bullets that explode.
Yes.
The cleanup would be a lot better too for the
Why are you laughing?
Use exploding bullets.
Why is that funny? We use bullets that explode. It's fucking not a big deal.
What do you like to do, gay straight Pam?
Yeah.
What's something Pan you did, Cooper? And then I'll go and then you'll go because we'll switch up the order a
little bit. I went to a wonderful Italian dinner with my girlfriend. I had a white bean and wilted arugula side.
Wilted arugula?
It was in the white beans.
Isn't that just shittier arugula?
Yeah, it tastes great.
It was old arugula. They're like, it's wilted arugula?
And Chilean sea bass. Sorry.
That's pretty Pan.
That sounds nice.
Oh, we got a cheese plate. That's pretty gay.
Sea bass was gay enough for me.
Yeah. And I drank a Riesling wine.
Is that sweeter?
There's a dry and sweet, but yeah, it's
fuck me. Nice.
I got
German white wine.
I got in an argument with my girlfriend that you know, an hour or two into the argument, I realized I didn't believe a single thing I was saying, and I was just arguing for argument's sake.
Can I know what it was about? Vaguely.
Let me think. Yes, it was about women who post on Reddit about regretting having their children.
And you were saying that you thought that they were lying?
No, I wasn't saying I thought they were lying. I was saying
that you thought it was fucked up.
I wasn't saying it was again. I realized I was just arguing for argument's sake, and this
and
is
then
just
you're
a
like, oh, they're venting.
But you know what?
Like,
I'll be honest. I'll be completely honest in this podcast and let you guys in on a very embarrassing and regrettable moment in my life. I was arguing the point out of just arguing. And I don't actually believe this that they were quitters and losers for regretting For going on Reddit. Specifically for going on Reddit.
That's a really straight thing to do.
For specifically going on Reddit and saying they regret. No. I wasn't saying for regretting it. I'm saying it is fine to regret having your kid, but for posting about it.
Okay.
It's like some like mild Kevin Samuels energy.
Which I didn't actually believe, but I was just arguing for the sake of argument.
You were fine with it.
These are like my bully arguments. Mm-hmm. On the show, yeah. It's like just sort of baseless, but they're fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Just in case I feel bad about that one and I don't want it in the podcast, let me do another one.
Oh, don't feel bad about that. You didn't do anything bad. You came to your senses.
But let me just do another one, just in case. Okay. So 3, 2, 1. So a straight thing I did was I got into an argument with my girlfriend about something that I realized later I was just arguing for the sake of arguing.
I understand.
Do you think your mom regretted having you?
Whoa.
That's a great question. And
probably.
I don't know. I think my mom often, maybe my mom
sure
is the one posting on Reddit about
it. She very much loves you.
Maybe she's the one who's posting on Reddit about it.
I don't know. I don't think she likes you.
My birth was very difficult on her specifically.
Was it?
Yeah. I was a forceps birth, which is now illegal.
What does that mean?
They took me out with forceps.
I don't even know what that
like
is.
They tonged him out.
Yeah, they tonged me out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it can really fuck up a baby's brain, and they did that to me.
It's crazy, yeah.
Do you, it had effects on you?
I was in special ed for most of my life, so.
That's so disturbing. Like, you were a piece of bacon.
And yeah, it really, like, fucked up her bottom parts, but she's a bricklayer, so she had to brick up.
Yeah, she actually,
she had
mortar.
So now she's literally bricked up.
Matt, what's something gay you did?
Me and hot Italian guy were going to go to a, spa on Sunday. And then we were like, fuck that, monkeypox. And so we decided to just watch, Nathan For You and the rehearsal, which is so funny.
Really nice.
And, then I, mouth fucked him.
You fucked his face?
You fucked his mouth. You gave him the old ACAB special.
Did you fuck his mouth or you gave him a blowjob?
No, I fucked his mouth. That's why I mouth fucked him. So I fucked.
I know, but I've never heard mouth fucked, and it sounds like you were doing the fucking with your mouth. Thank you so much.
Oh, I think mouth fucking
is a term.
Am I wrong?
I don't know if it's not.
He fucked them in the mouth.
Yeah. It's not really my favorite, but.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, everyone.
He'd be enjoying it.
Thank you for listening. We love you so much. Please subscribe so Cooper can stop smoking.
Thanks for subscribing.
I love you.